Patriotic Front has settled for Republican President Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu as our candidate for the August 12th, 2021 election. This decision has been arrived at, as a popular decision, as a unanimous decision by all the 10 provinces and all the party structures, the National Council of the Patriotic Front and the General Assembly, the General Conference of the Patriotic Front. I wish to also say that this decision is, again, a confirmation of the very fact that President Edgar Lungu is eligible to contest the 2021 election. And secondly, it's also a confirmation that President Edgar Lungu is the strongest competitor in this election. He'll be the strongest candidate on the ballot paper on 12th August 2021.
Talking about eligibility, I know a member of parliament from the main opposition United Party for National Development, or UPND, has filed a petition at the Constitutional Court seeking clarification to determine whether the president is qualified or not. Isn't the party concerned about this?
Well, the member of parliament for Katuba constituency, the UPND member of parliament for Katuba constituency, has gone to court seeking, of course, for clarity on this particular matter. And in his application before the courts of law, the Honourable Member Babi contends that he believes President Edgar Lungu is eligible and that he qualifies to contest this election. Now, don't ask me how he's arrived at that position, but I want to believe that it's been a matter of common sense that the courts had pronounced themselves on this particular matter. And what we saw yesterday was the opposition UPND as a party distancing themselves from this particular action by their member of parliament. We are looking forward to the court putting this matter to rest. We know for a fact that the same arguments that were raised by State Council John Sangwa are the same arguments that are being raised today. And so it's not anything that changes the outcome. The outcome still remains the same because it's the same arguments being taken to the same court. And we want to believe that the courts will still be very consistent with their previous ruling.
On Sunday, opposition parties have leveled several criticisms against what they described as the president's ineffectiveness in addressing challenges facing the country. They came out with some form of an alliance with the plan of presenting a unified front to defeat the president in the upcoming elections. What is your take on that?
The people of Zambia are saying to the opposition that don't just make allegations, but can you also provide alternatives? You also remember that when the opposition got together with the purpose of dislodging President Lungu and the Patriotic Front from power, we said this alliance would not work. It was a marriage of convenience. And true to our word, as we speak, the opposition alliance has crumbled. And the Patriotic Front is eating into opposition strongholds. The northwestern part of Zambia is almost turning green. The western part of Zambia is almost turning green, and we're making very good inroads in southern province.
Well, Sunday Chanda, I understand Charles Kakoma, the former UPND spokesperson, defected from the party and has joined your ranks. Do you expect any momentum or any impact that his presence in your party could have ahead of the elections?
As you know, that Comrade Charles Kakoma is a very strong, a political figure, especially in northwestern province, the northwestern part of Zambia. These are the men who strengthened UPND's hold on northwestern province. He's one of the major gatekeepers in northwestern province. And so besides him being a leader at national level, his base is very strong in northwestern province. And we believe that he's going to be very instrumental in turning PF's fortunes in what used to be a stronghold for the UPND. And he joins the rank of Comrade Kapita and many other comrades. And already they are doing a commendable job in northwestern province, dismantling the UPND structures
and harvesting as many numbers as they possibly can. And so, yes, his impact is going to be felt both on our end positively, but the UPND will feel the impact of Charles Kakoma, especially in Northwestern Province.